This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I can rejoice. Hey!
Starts his show, but I've got a God who can handle anything in the world.
I can be yours.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Oh, sing it with me. Hallelujah, choruses and praises of our King.
I know voices can release the heart when you hear His people sing.
I can be yours.
Oh yes, you can. Messages of mercy are still in my heart. Well, you know I may stumble, but I still have the joy of knowing His forgiveness is what sets me apart from the world. It's searching for peace and honest love. I'm glad the Holy Spirit's here to help me through this.
I can rejoice in the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Extremely facing them all alone. I must keep the Lord in full control. Always speak of my
own. I can be
your time. Simple pleasures seem to hide, but genuine wonders are found in His kingdom. So make the decision to enjoy the ride. Anytime you're feeling lonely, focus on His joy. When the time comes for your understanding, peace will conquer your painful tears. Endless comfort as the Lord draws nearer. Time is coming when all the world's gonna know the gracious one who gave His Son. Visual of my hope.
I can rejoice in the Lord.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Reflections once again. Today's nugget is titled, Guilty Conscience. Guilty Conscience. Nowadays, we don't want to feel guilty or have a guilt trip laid on us. True or false? But if we don't feel guilty, then our consciences are dysfunctional. Conscience is our internal GPS, that is Global Positioning System, programmed by God to direct us to our heavenly destination. If and when we sin, guilt is that audible voice that tells us we've departed from God's navigational instructions and must change our ways by repenting. It motivates us to make things right with God and those we've wronged. Guilt is a gift to convict sinners, pointing them to the way of peace. It's a godly sorrow that leads to salvation. Therefore, guilt is God's internal hope signal for the lost. This is written by Dr. Samuel Cranton Pipim. And for more nuggets, please visit eaglesonline.org and click on Weekly Thoughts Nuggets. I am Margaret Abebrese. Thank you for listening.
What do you choose? Eternal damnation in hellfire or eternal life in a golden city? Hell was not made for any man but the devil. Dear listener, don't allow him to deceive you to sin, to join him in hell. Accept Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior. Get baptized into a true Bible-believing church and live daily for the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit. Your eternal life will be guaranteed. God bless you.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, find there's no need to cry. There's place to feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
Okay, welcome back. If you have just tuned into the program, you can listen to us live on the internet, www.adventistgh.org/radio. We were talking about bottling the soya milk before we went for the break. When you have put your soya milk in the bottle, how long does it take on the shelf? How long can you keep it? Can you store it?
As we have been discussing, we've not mentioned any preservative. Because we want to go green, maintain our health without artificial additives. Storing bottled soya milk naturally can last for a maximum of 10 days under refrigeration conditions. But before you'd refrigerate, immediately after collecting and bottling, it needs rapid cooling, which is essential to denature the bacterial and other microorganisms, which when you have put on the shelf to cool slowly, may have the energy to reactivate themselves and get the milk spoil.
You said denature. What does it mean?
Changing the form. It's like you have poured acid on your face. You can wake up, but you may not have eyes to see well to infect or cause that harm when you have your two eyes. That's the denaturing of these bacteria.
Or in a way, changing its natural origin.
It's natural form.
It's natural form.
Yeah.
Okay. You said something about putting them in bottles. What kind of bottle can you use? Can you use the normal plastic bottles we have, or does it have special bottles that we can use?
Any bottle at all can be used. Even in the house, you can put them in cups for drinking, or any form of bottle is accepted.
All right. How can it be preserved? Soya milk.
As I mentioned earlier, it can be stored in the fridge for 10 days.
What advantages does soya milk have? What are some of the advantages we get from taking soya milk?
As already said, we get vitamins from soya milk.
Proteins.
Carbohydrate.
It's a good replacement of all the other milks we find in the open markets. They may contain carbonic acid because of their preservative nature, or they want to be stored on the open market for a longer time. But here we have a natural milk devoid of preservatives.
There is no cholesterol.
There is no cholesterol in soya milk. What are some of the uses of soya milk?
When we get up in the morning for our tea, we just pour the soya milk as a milk, which would have gone to buy the other forms of milk, you replace it with soya milk. Our Gary Sokins.
Okay.
We can add the soya milk.
A student's companion.
You can even mash kinky and then you mix it.
That is your favorite, I guess.
As a replacement for milk in recipes.
All right. I can see soya milk has come to stay since it has started replacing some milks in some recipes. There was another thing you mentioned. You said soya meat.
Yeah. After you have, let's talk about the chaff which is obtained from the milk.
Okay.
Then we can conclude that aspect. Then move on to, if you are not putting sugar in the milk to taste, when we put other acids, what do we get? That's when the meat comes in.
All right.
We so mentioned tell us about the mushroom, the poultry feed, that the chaff can be used to feed.
Okay.
And this contains a lot of fiber.
Okay.
Needed by the poultry or as a substrate for our mushroom. The poultry, when are fed with the fiber, gets more energy, more proteins, grow bigger, and more nutrients than feeding them with ordinary maize. However, this must not be fed when wet. It must be used when we have done some drying.
In addition, the chaff can be used for stew.
For stew?
Yes.
Okay.
As agushi, in order, if you have not gotten agushi, we can replace agushi with the chaff. As I said earlier, the chaff can be used in place of agushi. Agushi is dried melon seeds. Sometimes you have the grounded ones which we add in our stews or in our soups. Sometimes we have grounded ones which we use in our stews or in our soups. So in place of that, the chaff, the soybean chaff, can be used.
Okay. Do you want to add something to it, Mr. Anobe?
No, please.
Okay. Mr. Echampo?
That's it.
All right. So let's now move to soya meat. I remember you mentioning soya meat.
Yeah.
How is it like? Is it like you take some meat from some animal, come and add soya bean to it, and then you get soya meat? How is it like?
With the soya meat, right after extracting your milk,
okay,
you don't add sugar, you don't add salt.
Neither flavor. However, you are going to, you would add citric acid. This citric acid can be obtained from orange, from grapefruits, from the citrus, and based on the quantity that you have grounded or the milk that you have in your stainless pan, be informed what quantity of citric acid obtained from the citrus juice, either lemon, lime, or grapefruit, should be added.
So let us assume that we are using the 1 kilogram soya bean, like you started with the soya milk. How much citric acid should we add? When we come back, you enlighten us more.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. On that note, we want to take a quick break. We'll be back shortly with more information.
For any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee
Temptations lose their power when the
welcome to the Moment of Truth. I'm your servant, Insia Apia Ralph Jr. Today, our topic is What Shall Befall You in the Last Days? What shall befall you in the last days? Our key text will be taken from Genesis chapter 49, verse 1 and 2. And I read, "And Jacob called his sons and said, Gather together, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather together and hear, your sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father." Let's have a word of prayer. Our most gracious and everlasting Lord, we thank you for giving us this day. Father Lord, I commit our listeners into your care. I commit myself into your care. Come and talk through me. Let whatever I say here be a blessing to us and be a blessing to all who are listening to me. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. What shall befall you? Now it was time for a man called Jacob. As we all know in the Bible, it was time for him to just follow our ancestors. And because God, at that time, does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servant, the prophet. And Jacob was one of those. God revealed to him that it was time for him to die. And that time, when someone was about to die, he had to call all his children and bless them according to their works. Now, when Jacob's time was up, and we know Jacob was one of the third Hebrew progenitors with whom God made covenant with. In the Hebrew Bible, he was the son of Isaac and Rebekah, the grandson of Abraham and Sarah of Bethel, and the younger twin brother of Esau. We all know this story since we were young. Jacob had 12 sons. He had 2 wives. But today, our topic is based mainly on Jacob and his children. Jacob's 12 sons were namely Reuben, who was the eldest, followed by Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. I know very well, through the names I've mentioned, Jacob is the one that sound common to us, because most of us have heard about Joseph. And this is what happened. When Jacob was about to die and called his children, he wanted them to know what shall befall them in the last days of their life. He started with Reuben because he was the eldest. If we are to follow the Bible accounts, he called Reuben, and what he said was, "You are my firstborn. My might and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. If you have all these titles, by now, today, if you know you are the excellency of your father, the excellency of dignity, you know very, very well that you have a swollen head. But because of what Reuben did to his father, all the blessings he had turned to something else. After his father had told him all this, he told him, "You shall not excel." According to Genesis chapter 49, verse 4, "You shall not excel." What his father said was, "You are unstable as water. You shall not excel because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defiled. He went up to my couch." Reuben went to the extent of taking his father's concubine, even though she was seen as the father's wife. But Reuben didn't care. And because of that, he was cursed. And the Bible talks against that. And all the blessings Reuben should have had just left all like that. Ask yourself, if you were Reuben, what would have happened to you there? What would you have told your dad? It will be something very, very, very painful. But all the same, it has already happened. He had no chance to change it because it was something against his father. So you should know there are some sins we commit. You can be forgiven though, but your blessings, some of them shall just live just like that. Now, Jacob went on to his son called Simeon. Simeon had a brother called Levi. They were from one mother. Their mom was called Leah. They had the only sister, even though she was the sister of all of them. She was called Dinah. Jacob called them instruments of cruelty. Why? Why should you call your son an instrument of cruelty? They were instruments of cruelty in their habitat. Because if you refer back to Genesis chapter 34 verse 26, Genesis chapter 34, verse 26. I read, "And they killed Haman and Sarchem the son with the edge of a sword, and took Dinah from Sarchem's house and went out." It all started when Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hevite, a prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her, invalided her. Laying here with her means he raped her. And because of that, the children of Jacob got angry and just made an agreement with them that because you want to marry our sisters, you have to be circumcised, because in our tribe, uncircumcised people can't marry from our tribe, and it's against the law of God. So he called them instruments of cruelty. Jacob just turned to Judah, and here is what Jacob told Judah. According to Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 7, "Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hand and be sufficient for him, and be thou help to him from his enemies." I tell you today, as a son of God, you have to listen to your parents. You have to listen to elderly people. You have to fear God, because it's one of the promises God gave us. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, it said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." It comes with promise. Just underline the word promise. "That it may dwell with you and you may live long on earth." May God bless us as we continue to be good children of God. as we continue to obey our parents and listen to whatever our parents tell us. And our parents here means obeying any elderly person. Any elderly person. Not obeying only the elderly people. Obey your mates. Obey your juniors and others. By so doing, God will bless us. Amen. Let us pray. Our most gracious and everlasting Lord, we thank you for the little you've given us. Through me, help us and let whatever we discuss here go and be with us. Guide us through our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.